This is Monk Ellen speaking from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. My topic is being a nurse. When I was finishing high school, and after high school, you really want to know what is your next step, what you want to do. So I was thinking, what could I do? What would I like to do? So I talked with my teacher from school, who was a nun because I went in the monastery school. And though she was always very tough and very unfriendly to us students, and I really had no close connection to her, that day when I talked to her, she was so loving and so caring that I have really a good memory of her. And she said, "You want to know what to do next? You would be a perfect nurse." And I just fell out of my, I couldn't believe it. Yes. I couldn't believe it because I was a young girl full of joy and happiness and dancing and singing, and a nurse seemed to me something very serious, caring about people who are sick, and I couldn't imagine that that would be something for me. But this thought, it was like a seed planted in my consciousness. And the other day when I went to the emergency department and brought a dear friend of us to the emergency department, I was facing actually the task of being a nurse, but not so much being a nurse like we all think a nurse is. Because jumping around in this a waiting room of the emergency department, I met all kind of people and all kind of interesting people. And I think never in my life I have experienced so clearly the game, the human game we are playing. There was, for instance, standing in a corner all by himself, a young man. And as a young man, although I didn't want to give him any age, although later on he told me he was in the 50s, and he was sitting in a wheelchair all by himself, crawled up, a white blanket was covering his casual proper clothes, nicely clean and orderly, and his head was folding on his shoulder, so in a kind of unhappy self-pity attitude. Well, I couldn't see his black face and his black eyes until he lifted up his head and peeked up to me while I was zipping by, and I couldn't hold on to stop and crawl in his and caress his black crawly hair and say to him, "You are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect, do you know?" And he so peeked up and looked at me, and wow, had he beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes. And being in Africa, just having returned from Africa, I still see all these black people with this beautiful, happy expression. And I just thought I brought him from there. Here he was sitting. And I said, "You know, being positive is all what matters." And you know what he said? "I know. It's true." And I said, "All right, then let's lift up our head and get our act together." Well, I was playing my game and was walking around and being close to my friend and going into the emergency in the department and out again. And time passed and time passed, hours passed. Well, it became evening, and we all who were together from our group, we all became hungry. So what we decided to have a nice pizza, a beautiful big pizza. And there were some people sitting in the corner and snacking here and drinking here something. But we came with a big pizza and ooh, was that good. Well, this young man suddenly was sitting next to us and we offered him a piece of pizza. And he, oh no, oh no, I couldn't eat a piece of pizza. No, and I guarantee you, his water was running in his mouth, but he had to play his game. He had to stick it to his game because he was sitting in a wheelchair. But strange enough, he was sitting next to us because we were in a big circle and slowly people were joining us. And even though those people who were sitting behind, they all joined us because there was a little boy. He might have been 6 years old. And when we came in, he looked almost like dying. Oh, he played his game 6 years already very well. And I said, well, what's your name? And he told me, my name is Mark. And he started smiling. And I said, you are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. Well, after a little while, this little guy was sitting there with his Coke and his snacks and drinking and having fun. And his mother, yeah, he's all right now. Well, they brought all kind of people. They brought a lady who was expecting a baby. They brought her in the wheelchair. And we were sitting there and we just said, she's whole and perfect. We didn't go to her, but we spoke our word. We were real nurses. We were real nurses. And we spoke our word and said, you are whole and perfect. Well, after a while, she was taken in and she came out and the baby is all right and I'm all right. And in 2 months, this little genius will be born. But we had still the opportunity to tell her, you know, that is a little genius. And she said, I know, it's a boy. It's a boy and he will be born in March. Well, being a nurse is really being untouched. I was thinking, being a nurse means being a practitioner, living your life according to what we teach at the University of Healing, that we are divine being, that we are unlimited beings. And wow, had I a ball practicing this in this actually dramatic place. And there was no sign of dramatic because everyone was cheered up. Everyone was sitting at the end with a smile. They might have come in with a long face and playing their game, but everyone went out with a happy face and with the awareness they are all right. Now, our friend George, who was sitting at the beginning in the wheelchair, all with self-pity, well, he looked at our pizza. And we said, well, you don't want a pizza? You know, we have some schnapps. We have some very good schnapps in the car. I said, schnapps? Oh, it's healing water. We use this as a diet. And it cleans up our body and every organ action function is perfect. You want some of that? He said, well, what is it? Ha! It's maple syrup mixed with lemon juice and put some water on it. And all this is 1 gallon of water with some cayenne pepper, which gives it a real delicious taste. You want some? Oh, yeah, but, you know, I really haven't eaten for 3 days, and I don't know if I can hold it in because everything... Ah, come on, this is healing water. This is very special. Well, we are running out in the car, and we got our bottle and a special healing water, and we had him trying it. Wow, he had a zip, and he said, hey, see, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This juice is healthy for my body and filled with love. He did. He said it. Well, after one sip, he wanted the second sip. He wanted the whole bottle. Well, he took the whole bottle home because you know what? He didn't go anymore in the emergency department. He said, I'm healed. I'm taking the bus and I'm going home. Well, isn't that fun? We all play games of being limited here and there. But when we speak our word and say, I'm whole and perfect, we are the perfect nurses to ourselves. What a nurse. Being a practitioner, believing what we are, divine, perfect being. Have fun being your own nurse. I love you.